This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm still working on this cold. Guys, bear with me. Hopefully a lot of good stuff tonight. You'll be enjoying the show. And Rick Trader from Conservative Commandos Radio is going to join me after the first break. And the reason for that is Rick was not a Trump supporter in any way, shape, manner, or form. You know, and now I'm watching some of his Facebook posts, and he is a big-time supporter, maybe even more excited than I am. Now, I'm going to CPAC at the end of February. It's a conservative action committee, and I don't know how many years they've been meeting there. And the when you look at the line of people that are going to be there, I happen to be talking to somebody there in security today, you know, for my people. Yes, I have people. For my people. And they told me, they were like, shh, don't tell anybody. So I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to tell everybody. There's a good chance that President Trump may be there. You know, I'd be really surprised. I don't know how well received he's going to be. I'm going to ask Rick that, because Rick is, I would say Rick is probably even more hardcore right conservative than I am. You know? I mean, I have people on the right that call me a lefty. Go figure that one out. So always a pleasure to have you on board. Just me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website, because I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. If you're watching on camera, see it? It's right there. Okay? And you can get a copy of it either on Amazon, or you can order it on the website, the realside.com website. And if you order it from the website, then I will sign it for you. If you order it from Amazon, they don't send it to me. They send it right to you. I don't even see the book. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Science says that liberals, not conservatives, are psychotic. But I want to know something. Hopefully we didn't pay for this. Seriously, because we already know this. Now, I never believed this before. I got to tell you guys, if you listen to my early shows, I never got on the case of liberals. I just said, look, they just approach things differently. And as the days have gone on, as I'm watching these protests, as I'm watching what's going down, this is not a pro. These aren't protests. These are temper tantrums. These are people that just can't simply deal with the fact that they lost. I don't understand it. Well, actually, I do understand it. But, I mean, And they're not even protests. They're riots. If you, and again, to the majority of the people that marched in a women's march, other than being a bunch of loons, they were much more peaceful than what we've seen going on in the other areas. So, according to a study, it turns out that liberals are real authoritarians. A political science journal that published an often-cited study claiming that conservatives were more likely. Now, you know, originally they tried to turn this on the conservatives, more likely to show traits associated with psychotic episodes. Now it says it's all gone wrong, very wrong. The American Journal of Political Science published a correction this year saying that the 2012 paper had an error in it and that the liberal political beliefs, not conservative ones, are actually linked to a psychosis. The interpretation of the coding of the political attitude items in the descriptive and preliminary analysis portion of the manuscript was exactly reversed. That's what the journal said in stating the correction. The description analysis report that those higher in, I don't know what this, psychoticism? Come on, can you give me English words? I'm more conservative, but they're actually more liberal. And where the original manuscript reports those higher in neuroticism and social desirability, I'm more liberal, they're in fact more conservative. Now in the paper, psychoticism is associated with traits such as tough-mindedness, risk-taking, sensation-seeking, impulsivity, and authoritarianism. The social desirable scale measures people's tendency to answer questions in ways they believe they would please researchers, even if it means overestimating their positive characteristics and underestimating their negative ones. Now, the erroneous report that has been cited 45 times, according to the Thomson Reuters Web of Science, Brad Verhist, a Virginia Commonwealth University researcher and co-author of the paper, said he was not sure who was to blame. I don't know where it happened. All I know is it happened. Now, the journal said that the error doesn't change the main conclusion of the paper, which found that personality traits do not cause people to develop political attitudes. But Professor Steve Ludick of the University of Southern Denmark, who pointed out the error, told Retraction Watch that they matter quite a bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come back, Rick Trader, the host of Conservative Commander Radio, is going to join me. And again, we're going to find out what caused him to move to the Trump side. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to pick up my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that you have been taught to hate over the last 8 years are for you libs. You need to buy the book so you can actually hear it from the mouth of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy and see that you've been fed a line of propaganda for the last 8 years, okay? And for my friends on the right, buy the book because they're going to give you ammunition on how to deal with your friends on the left. There really is. It'll give you a lot to work with. Anyway, you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Rick Trader joins me as he does from time to time. He's the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. Rick, I always enjoy when you're on with me, and especially this evening. Rick, thanks for being with me.
Well, Joe, it's always great fun to be on with you, and I know you're just getting over from being sick, but I got to tell you, Joe, your first couple of shows after you come back, I know you're feeling better now, but I'm kind of missing that deep, sexy, raspy voice.
Well, we don't use the word
sexy. Kind of missing that.
We don't use the word sexy on this show. I have to remind people that I'm not Alex Jones. You know, I had that voice going on for a while. They thought they were tuning in to Alex, but...
Well, I'm jealous because you still have all your hair left, and I have very little of mine, so...
That's good. You know what? I tell people all the time, it's my one positive trait is I've got a thick head of hair. I can always depend on that. I can do one of those commercials. You know those football commercials where the guy comes out and puts that gray stuff...
Yeah.
Get the black stuff back in your hair?
You and Keith Hernandez.
Hey, you see? There you go.
Yeah.
All right, now you got me totally off track. So are you surprised? Now, I don't know if you heard the first segment, but I was talking about how a study that used to be used against conservatives, the author of the study and the college said, hey, we made a mistake. You know, it was kind of written incorrectly, and it really is liberals and liberalism that is a problem, has psychotic traits to it. And, you know, not just because we're Republicans or conservatives or what have you, but are you surprised by this? You know, based on what you've been seeing going on since Trump became president, doesn't this kind of shore that up for you?
Well, Joe, as you probably know, I was down in Washington, D.C. for the inaugural ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an opportunity to walk the streets of Washington prior to the ball and check out people. And, you know, first thing that I thought of is, well, I guess we didn't have a job to go to, and that's why they're here. And the way they dress, how they mutilate their body with tattoos and piercing and things, the things that they say, how they treat others, there's probably something wrong there, my friend. But, you know, if you want to go deeper, people who are liberals, those that profess to be gay, they have problems. I mean, you know, I'll say it, you can cut me off, but they have emotional problems. The suicide rate for people who are gay is higher. The suicide rate for liberals is higher. The rate of liberals that seek psychiatric help is higher. And if you just talk to them, they're miserable people. I like being around conservatives.
Did you see that?
Happy people, they're positive people.
But, Rick, you saw that woman on the plane, that was berating that young man. And I don't know whether he was a conservative or not. I mean, he never really said. He just said, look, I went to, you know, to see the inauguration. But
I went to celebrate.
She looked
miserable. That man? How about that man that was berating Trump's daughter on an airplane? Remember a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah, right.
There was
right.
a liberal, he was a writer, a college professor or something, and his quote-unquote husband wrote that his wife or husband or whatever they are in the relationship was going to run down Ivanka Trump to harass her. And he did. He got on the plane and harassed her to the point where he was also removed from the airplane.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, help me out here. When you hear of conservatives doing that kind of thing to people that they don't agree with.
You know, I found one meme that somebody put up, which was pictures of two black guys or black dummies that were hanging from a tree after Obama was elected. I said, that's the best you can do. You have to go searching for two fake dummies hung from a tree. We're talking about morons that have crashed. First of all, they're smashing windows to Starbucks. Starbucks supported Hillary Clinton. What are you guys supposed to be morons? See, it just shows that your IQ level is such that you can't even figure out who to come against. It's just amazing to me. But
while walking through the streets of Washington, the way they were screaming and yelling, and my thought was, you know, my thought was, okay, who are you trying to reach? Either people are here because they support Trump, or people are here because they agree with you. So there's nobody in the middle that you can try to persuade to your way of thinking. That's not going to happen, not in this crowd.
I hear you.
But anyway.
All right, so one of the reasons I've asked you to come on tonight, because last year, we're coming up on CPAC, almost a year.
Yes, sir.
And last year we were at CPAC, and you were lamenting on how, you know, how bad it was going to be because, you know, it looked like Trump was going to pull it off, and you weren't a lover of Trump by any stretch of the imagination. You were actually even hoping that if the right guy got in, you might be able to retire. That was a joke. But anyway, but you weren't very happy about
it. Every time I think I'm out, they keep pulling me back in, you know?
So, and you and I were talking, and your posts, and you were not a Trump fan by any stretch.
Absolutely.
Now, over the last 2 days... Over the last 2 days, from what I'm reading on Facebook, I think you guys are dating, right?
Well, we're not dating. But you're absolutely right, Joe. 6 years ago, I can remember being at a Faith and Freedom Conference in Washington, D.C., and this was prior to the 2012 election, so it was a while back, that Trump was there. And a lot of people were talking about him running for president. And at that time, I said, well, he's one of the last people. He's one of the last people that I'd want to see run. Lo and behold, here comes 2015, and the Republicans are lining up. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, not Trump again. And I put him in at near the bottom of the 17, alike with Jeb Bush and Lindsey Graham, you know, he was
right
down there.
Yep.
So he, by far, was not my pick. But, Joe, I had to be realistic about this. When he did get the nomination, and it was either or Hillary Clinton,
Rick,
well, I had to.
You got
to
pause. You got to pause because, you know, we both believe in capitalism, got to pay the bills. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Rick Trader from Conservative Commandos Radio joins me. Don't go far. Why he now loves Trump. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back.
I'm back, kinda.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Hey, you know what? It's not billion-dollar babies anymore. That's right, because Trump is no longer allowing us to kill babies internationally. I mean, think about it. We did it here nationally, right? We were on a global hunt to make sure we could kill or help pay for as many abortions as humanly possible. And he, one of the first things he stopped. And again, the left out of their minds. I'm going to talk about this more in the second hour, how they just can't keep up with him. They're so mad. They're so upset. See, he's not part of the government. He doesn't understand what it's like to drag your feet. You know, the government, the best job they do, they move so fast. It's like running through molasses in the wintertime. You know what I mean? That's how fast the government usually moves. And this is craziness. There's no reason for it. Anyway, let me get back to my conversation. Rick Trader joins me. He's the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. And, Rick, thank you so much for being with me. Tell people how they can find your show.
www.ccrshow.com, www.ccrshow.com, the Conservative Commandos Radio Show, part of the Conservative Commandos Radio Network, which includes The Real Side with Joe Messina. Check it out. It's a great show.
Thank you. Hey, a couple of quick notes here. So people were commenting earlier when I was talking about Trump building the wall, and I'm going to let you go on about Trump in a second, but some of the things that these are the lines that everybody throws out there, and I'm not going to discount what you're saying, but look, give me a break. So you're telling me, oh, they'll build tunnels. Okay, yeah, so they'll build tunnels because they're not doing that now, right? And don't tell me that walls don't work, because they do work. You know, you look at how the Berlin Wall was. You look at other walls across the world that they have put up to at least slow them down. So what you're saying is we shouldn't build a wall because they get here anyway, or they go over the top, or a ladder will make it happen. But one ladder, you're right. With one wall, you're right. If they do it the way they want to do it, no, it won't be that easy for them. It'll at least help them slow down. You got to do something. And just putting more border guards on there doesn't help. You build a wall, use electronic devices, and you put 5,000 more border guards like Trump wants to do there. And yes, It'll work. It'll slow these people down to a crawl. Anyway, Rick, you were talking about your conversion to Trumpism and how you came around to seeing him as maybe going to be the guy that got to do what he said he was going to do.
Well, again, up to the point where he got the nomination, I fought against him. But once he got the nomination, I thought, well, we have one of two choices, and one is absolutely a terrible choice to me, and that was Hillary Clinton. So I decided to give this man a chance. And he made some mistakes during the campaign, which I cringed about, but he also did some other good things. And one of those things is he started to surround himself with some very good people like Kellyanne Conway, like Newt Gingrich, like Rudy Giuliani. And if there's one thing that you've got to admit about Donald Trump, if you like him or not, he's a very successful businessman. He has successful businesses around the world, and he don't manage them himself. He hires good people. He surrounds himself with good people. And that's why he's successful.
Yeah.
So Trump made some promises. He made some very definite promises during the campaign. Lo and behold, he wins. And he hit the ground running. The day after he was elected, he hit the ground running. He started making his choices for his cabinet, and they were good people. Once again, here goes Donald Trump surrounding himself with good people. So now he's inaugurated. And what has Donald Trump done? Oh, not a whole lot. Just withdrew the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, greenlighting the construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border, reinstated the Mexico City policy, which bars federal money to go to countries to promote abortion. He ordered a freeze on federal hiring other than the military. An executive order to begin preparing for the removal of Obamacare. He submitted his cabinet nominations to the U.S. Senate, moved forward on the Dakota Access and Keystone XL pipelines, ended the policy known as catch and release, ending federal funding to sanctuary cities. He's kept James Comey. He's named a net neutrality critic.
What do you say to those people?
This guy is adhering to the promises that he made.
Well, but
and for as long as I've been alive, Joe, I've been waiting for a politician to run on promises and then keep him when he got into office.
Yeah,
and this is what Donald Trump is doing.
He's not a politician though. That's the perfect part. But listen, come back to some of the things.
Not my tongue out for using the word politician, but this is a man who made promises when he ran, and within the first three days of him taking office, look at everything he's accomplished. And Joe, I'm not done. Okay, he's speaking with the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. He's visited the CIA to mend those fences. He's called for an investigation into voter fraud, which I love. He's meeting with the Prime Minister of Great Britain this week. He's gonna announce his pick for the Supreme Court next Thursday. My God, this is a man who I want to get behind. This is a man who I want leading my country.
Well, I agree with you. I do agree that he's jumped right in. You know, government isn't used to moving this fast, so he is making them nuts, and I'm okay with that. I'm also okay with a lot of what he signed and pushed forward. You know, I find, again, you talk about fake news or misinformation. Let's just talk about the Keystone Pipeline. You know, he went ahead and he signed that to allow that to start to go forward. And what's really funny about this is, you know, now everybody's up in arms and protesting. He hates, the president hates trees and fresh air and all that stuff. But I said, wait a minute. The State Department and the EPA, They researched this for 6 years. They gave it a clean bill of health. Do people not know that? Right.
Well, you got people out there, Joe, like Jane Fonda, who's mouthing off about the Keystone XL. Now, this is a person who's a multimillionaire, and I have nothing against rich people. But what she's trying to do, and I want your listeners to think about this. What she's trying to do is she's trying to take food off the table of the American people. She's trying to eliminate those 28,000 jobs that could be, that will be from the Keystone XL pipeline being built. She's stopping America from the opportunity not to depend upon foreign oil. She wants to eliminate the possibility of America actually being an energy exporter, which will help our balance of payments. I mean, think of this. This is a very mean, selfish person. She has it all, but she don't want anyone else to have it.
No. And most of these rich people, when it comes to some of the things that Obama was doing and the problems that he was causing, it really didn't hurt them at all to speak of. It was fine by them. But, you know, again, there are other pipelines there. There are other things going on there. 53 of the tribes are fine with it, which I find it's just amazing how they don't give you the whole picture. They don't tell you the whole thing. The other thing was, what's his name from the union? Oh, God. You know, the Hoffer. But it's not Jimmy Hoffer, obviously. James Hoffer or the son, right? It's his son. Met with President Trump, and he comes out and he says, look, really, this is the first president that has met with us and included us in the conversation. And we're happy about the pipeline. And he went through a whole bunch of stuff. And he said, we know we're not going to get everything we want to get, but this guy's reaching out to us. And he's a Republican.
Yep. Well, he had a board meeting the other day with all the Silicon Valley CEOs.
Right.
And, you know, he's reached out to them. He's reaching out to businessmen. He is breaking the mold. He is doing things that you haven't seen from a president who's been in office less than a week.
Oh, yeah, they still,
and I really think the American people are going to start to see this.
And he'd have every right to keep partying, you know, with his victory. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. Yeah. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Rick Trader's with me. You don't want to miss the rest of what he has to say. We'll be back in a few minutes.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Yes, it's Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, sign up for my email blast, buy my book, Ramblings of a White... Ramblings of a White Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You'd never know I wrote it. Head over to Amazon.com. You can buy it there. Rick Trader joins me as he does from time to time here. He's a host of Conservative Commandos Radio. Rick, thanks for being with me.
Joe, it's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy.
I should check it out someday, don't you think?
Yeah, you should practice saying that title. It's a great book, by the way.
Thank you.
Great book.
I appreciate that.
I got it right here in my hand. I do. It's right here in my hand.
Good. It should be in front of your face after the show. You know, memorize
well,
it. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
it is, John. Yeah, it's right.
All right.
From my work.
So you and I got a chuckle during the break. Somebody sent me a link to a picture. And you know, in Portland, they've got the riots going on up there, and other cities around the country since President Trump signed the order to and I love the Dems are now saying that the orders that he's signing are unconstitutional. Can you believe that these people are so sick? They are so mentally deranged that when President Obama was signing them, they were all constitutional and within his power and right. And now President Trump is signing the ones to take those down, and everything he's signing is unconstitutional. All of a sudden, they've read the Constitution. It's just amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh.
See, Trump getting elected was a good thing because maybe the Democrats are actually learning what's in the Constitution.
Okay. You got me on that one. Boom, boom. But here's what I have been waiting for 8 long years, okay, which doesn't necessarily tie to Trump, but these cops are not afraid anymore, and I'll tell you how obvious it is. So they had a bunch of these whack jobs that were holding back traffic and trains. They're right. They were standing in a chain in a street. A big group of police officers in SWAT gear comes running at them around the corner, grabs them, slams them all down on the ground, puts them in handcuffs, and starts dragging them off. Whole bunch of old people are standing, and I say old people because they are. They are old. There are elderly people standing in the corner. They got their thumbs up. They're cheering the cops on. This is the way it should be. You don't have a right to protest like this. You don't have a right to shut down transportation because you don't like something that the president, the duly elected president of these United States, has done. Rick, what do you say? You happy about this?
Oh, I love it. You're right, Joe. You know, the cops probably have a new sense of security knowing that we have a commander in chief that has their backs. Same thing with the border security guards, Joe. I bet they're ecstatic because they're allowed to do their job once again. And you know, Joe, those protesters, these young punk kid protesters, what they're protesting, as you told me, is the building of the Keystone XL pipeline. Joe, when I was 17, 18 years old, one of the goals that I had in life was to graduate from high school to go work on the Alaskan pipeline.
Wow.
Because I saw that as an opportunity of a lifetime. What is wrong with these kids that they don't see an opportunity when it's presented to them?
Well,
if I was those kids, I'd be hustling out there to get a job on building the Keystone XL pipeline.
Listen, oil is bad. Energy needs to be nothing more than, you know, the tree, you know, green stuff and solar panels, all that. Energy is bad. How are they going to? I'd like to see them recharge their little iPhone. And do they know that the plastic case is made from petroleum? Do they understand how much petroleum goes into the making of their product, the delivering of their product?
So how about this? How did they get to these demonstration location?
Well, they didn't.
Ride a horse,
they didn't
a bicycle, or did they get in a car, plane, train, bus?
Yeah. No, Rick. I heard one of them say in an interview once, "I didn't drive here. I took a bus." They're going, "Oh my God, these are the people that are going to be figuring out whether you need to go to a nursing home or not." You know what I'm saying? Really, very scary group of people, and I don't know who taught these people. I'm sorry. I know people get mad at me for saying it, but get over yourselves. I blame the parents for this kind of stuff because they should be checking in on these kids. You should be checking on what they're learning in high schools and colleges on a regular basis, and you should square them away and get them to understand. I spoke to somebody today that I thought was well-informed and found out that they did not know that the KKK was started by the Democrats to keep the blacks from voting, to scare the blacks away so they wouldn't vote in the South.
Hey,
I'm lost.
Hey, Joe, a friend of mine, Dana Allen, who is one of the founders of Newsmax, has a movie out, and I'd like for you and your audience to see it. It's called Who Wins When America Loses? And he goes into great detail how exactly what you're talking about. The Democrat Party is responsible for the Ku Klux Klan. The Democrat Party is responsible for the demise of our cities, how the Democrat Party profits every time somebody loses a job. Again, it's a must-see movie. It's Who Wins When America Loses.
So, Rick, what do you see going? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What do you see going forward with Trump? You know, he's trying to do all the things that he said. I don't want him to move too fast. I know that sounds kind of goofy, but I really don't want him to move too fast. I want him to make sure that every one of these executive orders that he's signing, every one of these things that he's cutting loose, that, you know, he's got legal precedent to step out on, that he's got the right to do it, and he's got a plan to make sure that we can make it happen. Give me some of your thoughts.
Well, I want to see him continue to do exactly what he has been doing. I want to see him keep the promise of let's make America great again. Let's put America first. Joe, you and I have talked many, many times. You and I have talked even before he was elected. And what I've always said to you is I want a leader who we can get behind and look at as a leader. I want a leader that's going to put America and Americans first, above and beyond any other country or anyone from any other country. I want a president of the United States. That's what I'm hoping from Donald Trump.
Hey, what did you think when you saw the Dow go over 20,000?
Oh, Joe, about this, the day of the election, all the alphabet networks were saying how, oh, the economy's going to crash. The stock market's going to crash. It might not recover for 2 or 3 years or maybe 2 or 3 decades, okay? That was the day of the election. Today, the Dow went over 20,000. 20,000. And why is that? Because people whose businesses are running business are looking at the Trump administration, what he has done and what he is promising he will do, and they are investing in America. And Joe, it's not just big cap businessmen that are making because the stock market's going up. It's anyone who's invested in the market. And who is that? Probably anybody that's in any kind of a pension fund. That's who's profiteering from it. Anybody who's any union member, any teacher, anyone that's invested in any kind of pension fund, because that's where the pension funds invest. So we're all a little richer today, Joe.
Yep.
America is richer, and we are all in it a little richer today.
Thanks
to Donald Trump.
Yeah, listen. So we got another one. The Secret Service vets. A Secret Service agent has said that she will not take a bullet for Donald Trump. Actually, even put up a couple of nasty things up on Facebook and social media. Now, they're not supposed to do that. Okay, that they actually even sign an agreement not to do those kinds
of things. Well, I'd like to know what her next career is.
Well, I hope she does get canned. I'll tell you why. And put your rocks down, because you're going to go, what about freedom of speech, Joe? You don't have freedom of speech when you're in a job like that. When you're in the FBI, the CIA, or the Secret Service, and you're protecting the president, you don't have a right to voice your opinion on how you will not protect the president. Take on a different detail. Has to be transferred out, right?
How about this? Pick a new career. Go pick flowers out of a field. I don't know. I don't care. But that person has no right representing any branch of the government with that kind of an attitude.
Yeah.
I hope that person ends up on a no-fly list alongside Madonna, who said she thought about blowing up the White House. Why isn't she on a no-fly list?
I would love for the Secret Service, when stuff like this happens, grab somebody like that, whisk her away somewhere, and question her for 2 or 3 days. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in the way they do it, just to teach them a lesson that they are not above the law. Rick, really quick, you got about 20 seconds. Tell people where to find you.
CCRShow.com, CCRShow.com, Conservative Commandos Radio Show from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
Hey, Rick, thanks for being with me today. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Tonight, we got a smorgasbord of stories. We're going to be beating this stuff up all night long. We're going to talk about how the Dow hit over 20, and we're going to discuss some of the signs that the loons on the weekend march were holding up. I am Joe Mussini, your host. We'll be back in just a bit.